Is Tina on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I'll turn it over to you for our opening selection.
Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
Yes.
How great thou art.
How great thou art, Lord. How great thou art.
How great thou art.
Thank you, Lord.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
Yes, Lord.
How great thou art.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
How great thou art.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, team.
Thank you,
Willie Mae Jones. Is Willie Mae on the line? Is Willie Mae on the line? Do we have someone that will volunteer?
I'll volunteer, Sister Johnson.
All right, Sister Johnson.
Oh, precious Father, we come before you humble as we know how. Father God, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for everything you've done, everything that you're doing, and everything that you're going to do. Because, Father God, you know everything, and you see everything, and you hear everything that we do. And you know everything about us. You know us individually.
Yes.
So, Father God, we give you all the glory and honor and praise, God, because without you, God, we are nothing. But we just thank you, God, for your loving kindness. And, Father God, that you bless each and every one on the line tonight. Bless them, God, like never before. Oh, Father God, we supply all our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So, God, we ask that you do that, Father God. Only you can. And we give you glory, give you honor and praise. We ask that you bless the speaker tonight, God. You, the speaker, that you will get the glory out of the speaker tonight, God, that will be blessed to us. And we say thank you right now, God. Thank you right now. Thank you, God. Thank you for everything, praise God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy and your loving kindness. And as we continue to bless this ministry, God. Bless this ministry, God. It's only you can, God. And we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. And we say thank you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you.
So another Thursday night Bible study where we continue our lesson with Talking with God. And tonight our speaker will be Reverend Matty Richardson.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, everybody.
Praise the Lord. Yes, praise God.
Thank God for another Thursday night Bible study and for blessing us to be able to come together to share tonight in the word, the testimony, the scripture, the song, the praise, whatever goes up, honoring Him, we tell God thank you. We praise God for Minister Street, who blessed us last week as she shared with us concerning being thirsty for God. And I'm telling you, if we stay connected to Him, we will be thirsty for him. And he said, if we seek him, we'll find him. And whenever we become thirsty and we know where to go to get what we need to satisfy the thirst, we go to the Word. And tonight, I want to share with you from the topic of building our faith muscle. Building our faith muscle. Have you ever asked yourself or said, I wish I had more faith? I believe all of us at some time or another have at least thought that, and we didn't speak it, because it seemed like sometimes our faith is not quite strong enough for us to be able to decree and declare what it is we feel like we need. So we know that faith is a muscle, and the way to strengthen it, to build it up, we have to use it or exercise it. And we know, if according to the Word, that we have the measure of faith that we're given when we become born again. And we know that according to the Father, it don't take a whole lot of faith to get to stay connected to him and speak his word and see something happen. But we understand that faith is a process, and it continues to grow as we continue to walk with him from the time we are born again to the time we check out. That our faith should, I need to back up and say, our faith should grow, and that as we go through situations and circumstances, each time we face something, and when we walk it out and come through it, then our faith should be just a little bit stronger than it was when we went into that situation. And, you know, we look at 1 Kings chapter 18, starting, I believe, about verse 21 down to at least 24, that we know that Elijah is a perfect example of an individual that uses their faith to please God. He was a man that it said in James, I believe it is, he was a person just like we are. But his faith level allowed him to believe God to burn the wood, wet wood, when he put it on the altar and went before God, and that he believed that his God would be able to show himself mighty by the sacrifice that they was putting on the altar would be consumed, even though he had put lots of water on it. And so he didn't want it to just be dry and God burn it up, the fire of God burn it, but he wanted to wet it so that they would know that they would know that was a God thing. And, you know, I was reading First Kings 18:21, and it said, when he talked to the people, and he said to them before he did this, the demonstration that was against the prophet of God against the prophets of Baal, he said it was 450 of them, and it was only one of him on that mountain. And before he got to the part of the sacrifice, he said to them, if the Lord God be God, then follow him. And if Baal be God, follow him. And the scripture said, the people said not a word. I mean, it was like, to me, it's like, okay, were they afraid to speak? Were they, did they not know God well enough to speak? But, you know, I believe we look around, we have some of the believers right now that would be in that same category if they had an opportunity to say yay or nay, that they probably be just like the people did. They I don't believe they wouldn't say nothing either. And that's sad part, because we need to know enough about God to know whether God can answer our prayer or God can keep his promise and do what he said he would do. And we should know enough about God. We should have, experienced enough to know that God is real and he keeps his promise. So to say nothing means you're not sure. But anyway, as we look at the word tonight from, and I'm not going to read all the scriptures, but I give them to you so you can go and do the research at a later time. But faith is like a muscle, and it has to be exercised and like our muscles in order to get stronger or for us faith to grow. And it's something we need to do every day, exercise every day, so that we can get stronger and stronger in the Lord. Because as we grow in him, what we're going to face is going to be greater than before we come into the knowledge of Christ. Because the enemy is not going to just let us, just sit on the sideline and not have to use our faith to believe God for what we need. So, and what we start out with, it's like the manna yesterday or the faith yesterday may not be sufficient for what we're dealing with today. I believe when I accepted Christ when I was age 25, I believe I was born again at age 12, but I didn't start walking in until age 25. The faith I had then to use then to believe God and to walk with God, I don't believe if that was the only if I still had that same amount of faith now, that I would be still standing, because the things around us have changed so much, and it's changing daily. Until we need to be able to believe the word, and that's what faith allows us to do, to believe the word of God and know that he promised us he would never leave us nor forsake us. We can boldly say, and I love that word, when it comes to the things of God, we can boldly say that he is our helper. And if he never leave us, and he is our helper, and we know that he's all-powerful, he's all-knowing, and he's ever-present, then we shouldn't be doubting, we shouldn't have any doubt at all, and no matter what we're faced with. So, as we learn to, and we know that prayer is one of the exercises that help to grow our faith. And the thing is, we hear it over and over and over that we need to read the word daily, but we also need to pray daily, because when Jesus taught the disciples, when they asked him, teach us how to pray like John taught his disciples, the one thing the prayer that he taught them was in Matthew chapter 6, and when we started verse 9 praying the prayer, we start off by saying, Our Father, and we go according to what he told them to say, and knowing that when we pray like that prayer, that whatever we need from God, we should have the faith to believe him and know that it's coming forth. Because if you go from Matthew 7:7, he said, ask and it shall be given, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be open. I mean, he's given us everything that we need, but we have to go to the word, read the word daily, pray daily, let our faith grow. And because, we've heard Pastor Burwell say many times, no prayer, no faith. Little prayer, little faith. Much prayer, much faith. And if we're going to have to realize that's the way it's going to grow. If we don't have enough to believe the word of God according to what he promised us, then nothing is going to happen. And we can't receive it without operating in faith. And when we're going to have to do it God's way. And Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, when he's talking about all things. We need to believe God is what he said, where he said he'd be, and doing what he said he would do. It said all things. So as Christians, we are to use our faith daily as we believe God for everything that we need. And Proverbs 3:5-6 says it like this. Trust in the Lord. And now, I mean, you can't believe God if you don't trust God. You can't trust God if you don't believe God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And I believe all in the Word of God mean all. I don't believe God just said all, but it means some of it. So all things, and trust God with all thine heart. First of all, out of the heart is what flows the issues of life. The heart is the center of our being, and so that means the whole body. We trust God with everything in us, everything that we have. Trust God, and lean not unto your own understanding. Amen. Because without God, our understanding is too shallow. And verse 6 says, again, all, in all thy ways, and it's saying all, acknowledge him, and he shall, not he might, but he shall direct thy paths. Which is what that means. And it's a path with an S. So it means everywhere you go, everywhere you walk, whatever you're doing, if you trust God, he will direct you in everything you're doing. We need to believe God for when we get up in the morning. We need to operate at a level of faith that we can go to God and trust him to help us even know what to put on to wear that day. We need to operate in faith to the point that we can believe God to help us eat the right food each day so that we can have good health. This is not a today and skip tomorrow and maybe come back next Monday. Dealing with God is not like that. It's an everyday. It's an everyday that we need to walk with him. We need to talk with him. We need to trust him. We need to believe him. And we need to operate according to his will. Not every now and then, because God is not a sporadic God. He's not. That's not the way he works. And we do. And we are a yo-yo and a roller coaster with God. We are not connected to him. And we're not operating in his will. So even if we think we're using faith, we are not. I don't believe there's anything been put on our record in heaven when we operate like that. Because God is a now God, a pure God, a everyday God, a real God. We can trust him. Because if it's written in his word from Genesis to Revelation, I believe to be the word of God. And I believe that what he said, he meant it. And he have not changed it. And the scriptures say that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we know it's born of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So we have to have the faith to believe what we read is true and then stand on it and decree and declare what God said is real, and we can have what we ask for. Yes. So, the thing is, I believe we need to start believing when we read all in the Bible that God means all. When we read that verse says everything, that it means everything, not some of it, not part of it, but all of it. And I don't think we all are walking in that place just yet, some of us, because it seems like there's too many holes in our situation and too many things not being taken care of that, according to the word, he said it would meet all our needs. So if we're walking in a place where our needs are not being taken care of, is that God's fault or is that our lack of faith? Well, I believe it's on us because I believe God does what he says he's going to do. And if something is happening, we need to check ourselves and see if it is that we are not operating in a place where we're believing God's word and what he said, and that's our biggest problem. So, it's a simple thing. It's just simple. If we find ourselves not walking in faith as we should, then it's just ask God to forgive us, ask him to show us how to to reconnect where we need to reconnect and how to believe him the way we need to believe him, and let him add to us daily whatever it is we need and walk on. It's not that it's a lost cause and all is lost when we find ourselves not believing God as we should, but that's the time when we need to repent and ask God's forgiveness. For lack of faith is sin, and God is not going to deal with sin. So if we are walking in a place of disobedience, then God's not going to deal with us. So we're supposed to be willing to hear his voice and then willing to obey him in all things. And when that happens, we're going to see our faith grow to where we're going to be like Elijah. When we see things that is coming at us, it's going to be an opportunity to use our faith and to Amen. Show how great God is. And Amen. And that's what we want to do. We want to spend time in his word and prayer, and we want to spend walking upright before him. We need to be a testimony to especially the newborn Christians. They need some examples, some Elijah examples like that, like we have, because it's written. But then we also need to be examples so that those that have not read the word yet, and we're the only Bible they're looking at, that it's an example of what God operating in the earth looks like. And God is love, and God is faith, and God, he keeps his promise, and we just need to be able to walk in it so we can have proof to show to the world that this is what God looked like in the earth. Because a lot of it, without faith and without walking with the Lord and everything, you can't believe the word, because if you have not been born again, even if there's a lot of people reading the word have not been born again, but they can't believe the word. Because they're not able to receive it through. You have to be connected to the Father by the Spirit, and yeah. then you're going to believe what he said. If we're not connected to him by the Spirit, we can read the word all day, but we can't believe the word enough to put it in action. So for the ones that are connected to the Father, and that is the one that's supposed to be an example to the unbelievers, then the thing we have to show you is that as Elijah did, you know, the Elijah's called down fire on wet wood and it was consumed. He mm-hmm. also had prayed that the sun would stand still so the day would be extended long enough for them to accomplish something that he needed, the battle that he needed to complete, that he could do so. He also said that Elijah was the man. He prayed, and it didn't rain for how long? 3.5 years. No rain fell because he used his faith to ask God and believe for it that it wouldn't rain, and Amen. It didn't. Now, yes. when we get to the place, I have said many times about the storm. God had given me something to do when we see the storms coming. And he said, come against it, bind the energy, the angry energy, come against it and command it to go. But the storm, we know God created the rain, the wind, you know, God created the rain. But he didn't create it for it to destroy his people. Now, and we have to have the rain, but we don't have to have the wind that turned the house down that God give you to live in. Because now mm-hmm. who's supposed to bless you to believe for another house? That doesn't make sense to me. So he said, come against the angry energy and demand it to go from your area, and it have to go. But if Amen. You can't believe the word of God and walk in enough faith that he will meet your daily needs, you most certainly will not be able to stand on the word. Because I'm telling you, the storm can be looking fierce, but yes. God said to it, as Jesus did, and it has to obey. So we have, that's the kind of space he wants us to walk in so that he can bless us to do what we need to do now in the time that we're living in. Instead of being frightful, being upset, and being angry, and you know all the things that is of the flesh, he wants us to, by faith, decree and declare what he tells us to say and walk in it, so that the faith that we're supposed to operate in will grow to the point that we will have no lack, and that when we lay hands on the sick, they will recover.
Yes.
When we speak to the wind, it will cease to destroy things. We can be like Elijah. He was a man that just trusted God, and we need to be the same way. And when our faith begins to grow, we need to read the word daily, ask him to show us what verse that applies to our situation and circumstances, and then abide in that word till he release us, and that means that it's taken care of, and also to follow his leading, and our faith muscle will give to the place that we can have enough faith to believe what we need to believe and see God turning things around that the enemy desire to destroy us, but it won't happen when we trust God. So if we go back and read 1 Kings 18:20, start at 21 to 24 at least, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, Romans 12, 1 and 2, and 1 Chronicles 28 and verse 9. Those are the scriptures that you can find the story of Elijah and what it talks about in when God say for us to lean not to our own understanding, but for us to trust him with our whole heart, not to our own understanding, and he will direct our path. And I believe that means every step we take, we can trust God to guide us, and we will never go find ourselves. Also, he will help us to be around the right people. We may feel like good enough to be a servant to do his work, but if we exercise our faith, we will find that it is about him and our willingness to accept what he say do, and then obey him and do it. So go back to the word and let God give you the scriptures you need to stand on, the words you need to speak, and the people you need to hang with, so we can decree and declare things now and see the threat, the strongholds come down, and the thing that has been holding the body of Christ back, instead of being able to go forth and win the battle, that we can see it all turn around, and we can, and God can be glorified as we move forward.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. We thank God tonight that we turn it back to you.
Thank you for all listening for those encouraging words. And tonight our 30 seconds will be coming from Virginia Brown.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're coming 29:11-13. And it says, "For I know the plans I have, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Jeremiah 29:11-13.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Now we'll open up the line for input and updates.
I have an input. This is Wanda. I don't even know how I'm... Earlier today, and I'm looking at it, it says I posted it 9 hours ago. But it's something I wrote October 9th, 2020. And I reposted it today. And it says, faith plus action is a guaranteed formula that builds trust with God. Faith plus action is a guaranteed formula that builds trust with God. And Mother, we have not talked about this, and I'm about to cry. Yeah.
Amen.
That's all I have to say.
That's all right. Can you say it one more time, because I need to write it down?
Certainly. It says faith plus action.
Plus action, okay.
Is a guaranteed formula.
Is a guarantee. And what else?
That builds trust with God.
Okay, that builds.
This is how we build our faith muscle. Absolutely.
God, that's wonderful. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
This is
Linda Hodge, and I'd like to request that my grandson, his name is Jacob, be put on the prayer list. He has had some ups and downs, and we ask that you put him on the prayer list. Thank you.
Do you have any more? If not, we'll turn it over to Virginia for the roll call.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Me and Virginia. Dennis and Sam.
Here.
Willamae.
Here.
Janet. Danny, Juanita.
Yeah.
Robert and Portia. Oli.
Yeah.
Gloria.
Here.
Maddie.
Yeah.
Pastor Burwell.
Here.
Gracie. Son.
Here.
Linda Hart.
Here.
Mari.
Here.
Deborah Bradford. Barbara.
Here.
Deborah Jackson.
Here.
Lorraine Jones.
Can you hear you?
Can I try?
Yeah.
Chris and Dorothy.
Here.
Josephine.
Here.
Carolyn.
Here.
Charlotte. Angela.
Here.
Darius.
Here.
Kamari.
Here.
Ashanti.
Here.
Sam.
Here.
Shana Strong.
Here.
Charles. Miss Jessie.
Here.
Brent.
Here.
Michael.
Here.
Tanya W. Fran, Lisa?
Here.
Evelyn C? Martina?
Here.
Did I miss anyone?
Wanda.
And Wanda. Anyone else? Back to you, Dan.
Before we go, into prayer, can we have a safe travel prayer for Robert and Portia today, to and fro?
Okay.
Yes. And I would like to add my brother to that prayer list. This is Francis. His name is Harvey Ferguson.
And I would also like to add my brother. His name is Herbert McNeil. He's doing real good. I talked to him today, and he's in rehab. So he needs a decent place to stay when he comes out. So if he's not coming home, he got someone working with him up there to have somewhere to stay. So just pray that God will work that out for him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't have a list for next Thursday's prayer in 30 seconds, so someone may get a call, or just be ready.
I'll do it.
That's the only way I can say that, but if someone want to do a prayer,
somebody said they would do it. Who was it?
This is Wanda.
Okay.
There's a list that already assigned, and if I can find it, I will let you know before at the end of prayer.
I have for opening prayer next week was Jones, and 30 seconds, Janet Shannon.
That's what I had.
I'm sorry, Chance of 30 seconds. And Jones for opening.
Okay. Yeah. So who's someone want to do a prayer for the travelers?
Let it be in the closing prayer.
Okay. Okay. We'll turn it over to Pastor Barwell for our closing prayer.
Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yes,
ma'am. Okay. Most precious Heavenly Father, God, we thank you again for another Thursday night. We thank you for everyone that's on the line. God, continue to bless us and use us for your glory. We thank you for the word of God that came forth tonight, God.
Yes,
let it be established in our heart, God. Let us take it, oh God, and let us use it for your glory, God. We thank you for everything. You said in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God. We thank you this day that you have made. We want to be glad and rejoice in it, God.
Thank
you for life, health, and strength, God. Thank you right now. Lord, if any sin in our life, God, move it out, God. Strengthen us, God. Oh, God, and help us, God, to follow your command, God. We look to you today, God. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do and what you've already done, God. Lord, we ask you to remember Robin and Portia, God. Lord, as they travel up and down this dangerous highway, God, watch over them, God. Lord, and take care of them, God. We know that you are able, God, to let those angels around them, God. Oh, God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to be with them, God. Lord, remember Sister Deborah Jackson, God. Lord, you said bless them. And forget not all of your benefits. Jesus, God. Lord, I ask you to touch her, God, tonight, God. Heal her body, God, completely. Remember Clark, brother, God. Lord, and Sister Carolyn family, God. In the name of Jesus, we bring them to you, Father. Only you know all about each one, God. Lord, and you are able, God, to take care of each one, God. Lift them up, God. Provide ways for them, God.
Yes,
oh, God, make ways out of no ways for
them,
God. Oh, God, direct their paths, God. You told us to ask anything in your name, and it shall be done, God. We believe you, God. We trust you,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Oh, God,
yes, Lord.
We acknowledge you, God.
Thank
oh,
you,
God,
Jesus.
Help us tonight to believe in your
yes,
word,
Lord.
God. Oh, God, to be there for us, Father.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You, God. Bless this country as a whole, God. Offering peace, God, unity and love, God. Oh, God, among each and every one of
yes,
us, God.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God, I ask you to touch us, God, and lift us up tonight, God.
Yes,
and it will be distressed, God. Lord, I ask you to bless their heart,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Oh, God,
yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you right now for everything that you did
everything,
for us
God.
This fall,
thank
God.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Be with our family, God. Oh, God,
yes.
And open many doors for us, God. Oh, God, and walk with us
yes,
throughout
God.
The night,
yes,
God.
God. Thank
give
you,
us that
Lord.
Sweet sleep, God.
Yes,
oh, God,
God,
we thank you right now, God. For everything
hallelujah.
That you've done and what you're about to do, God. Continue
yes,
to bless
Lord.
This body,
yes,
Daddy. Oh, God, and let
yes,
it be
Jesus.
What you have it to be. Not what we want, but what you have it to be, God.
Yes,
let
Lord.
Yes.
You,
God.
Yes,
we thank you right
Jesus,
now in
Lord.
The name of Jesus. That
Jesus,
let the words
Lord.
Of our mouth, God. Oh, God, in the
hallelujah.
Meditation of our heart, God, be
acceptable. Yes, Lord. Thank
God,
you,
God.
Yes,
God, bless your children, God. Bless our family, God. Save them and sanctify them before it's too
hallelujah.
Late. Every marriage, God. Bring them together, God. Let them follow your command, God. We thank you, God, for everything. God. We thank you for this day, God, that you have made, God. We are pleased and we know the truth for each one of us, God. And I thank you, God. We ask all these blessings, God, in the name of the Father, in the
thank
name
you,
of the Son, in
yes,
the
Lord.
Name of the Holy Ghost, in
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Christ. Amen and
yes,
amen.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you,
praise your name. Praise, praise your
God.
Name.
Thank you to everyone that's on the line. We look forward to hearing you back on the line next Thursday. With that said, we said good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.